We were talking before Purim, the sugya on Avdalit and Megillah, and Lashem Chayavas and Mikhail Megillah, Mikhayach Afim Hayuba Isa, and that's the member of Shulchan Leila in the Gemara. So we find this memory of Shulchan Leila in two other places, in the Gabi Chiv Halachas Neiris, in the Sugis and Shabbos, in the Gabi Hanukkah. Shulchan Leila says, Lashem Chayavas, Halachas Neiris, Hanukkah, because Afim Hayuba Isa, and that's. And the third place is in Pesachim at the Kuvchesa Mubeis, which obviously concerns us now. Kuvchesa Mubeis in Pesachim, also the same memory that the lady says over here. Let's just go back to review just for a few minutes, just the last nekudas, the last point that we were saying in the Chiyuv Mikra Megillah, in order to maybe understand better the Sugya Pesachim there as it relates to the Chiyuv Nashim in Dalit Kaisis. Set over the Taisus in the Gila and Abdalit, Taisus brings from the sheep of the Bahag, that the Gemara is mashma that Noshim could be mighty and Noshim make a Gila. That's what Taisus is Medaik from the Pashtus Noshim of Shub and Levi, if they're Mechoyim, so they should be able to be mighty and Noshim, or vice versa, they shouldn't be any Nachimina. Taisus then brings a Taisefta where he says it's mashma not like that. Taisus goes on to bring the Bahag at that point, that the Bahag in fact learns that it's Choluk the Chiyuv Mikra Megillah of Noshim to the Chiyuv Mikra Megillah of Anoshim. Chiyuv Mikra Megillah of Anoshim is on Mikra Megillah, the Kriyas HaMegillah. Chiyuv Mikra Megillah of Noshim, he brings from the Bahag, is on Mishma Megillah. It's a Chiyuv Shmi and not a Chiyuv Kriya. The Mela, so Taisus is bringing, according to that, Noshim would not be able to be mighty on Noshim because it's an under chiyuv, it's a different chiyuv. A Noshim could be mighty Noshim, but Noshim would not be able to be mighty. The Mordechai over there, Megillah, brings that the Makar of the Bahag from the Yerushalmi in Megillah and Afrofal from the Aleph, the Yerushalmi over there says that Bar Kachoda. We mentioned the Markai then. So the Bar Kapoda. Tzorach l'kreis l'fnei noshim v'lfnei k'tan. Sha'af oisim hayu b'safi. That's Bar Kapoda's mandate. Reb and Levi, the Zelda, the same Reb and Levi, of Akei, he in fact did, like Bar Kapoda was Machayiv, machnish b'noi u'b'nei b'esei, v'koyu le'kumeyim. Since he was machnish, like he said, the Noshim and the Kanim, the Bnei Bayis, and his wife, and the Bnei Bayis, and he's laying the Megillah b'fnei. So the Mordechai is Medayik from there, like the Shitas HaBahag, that it says he was Kaidah b'fnei, which is mashma that it's an ander chiyuv, it's not the chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah, he gathered them, and his Kriya was done b'fnei the Noshim and the Kanim. So, at the time we spoke, that was Kaidah, Ereshtin, what's Pshat HaKadah? It's Pshat that Chazal was Kaveya, a different mitzvah there was Kaveya, one mitzvah. Why they Mechoy the Mishma Megillah, not the Mikra Megillah. And Balava, more fundamentally over there, what's Bechal the Chiyuv Tanim? It says over there, Gadish Tanim. Tanim, the Loshon of the Mechaba and Simitov Reish Paites. No, Rechayim Tavrish Paites, Lilchus Megillah, it's Mashma, the Mechaba seems to hold that it's even like Tanim Shulah Yigi Lechino. The Rosh and Mechaba over there is that Toiv, Minik Toiv, Mehovi Ketanim Uketanis, the Shemayim Megillah. Minik Toiv, Mehovi Ketanim Uketanis, the Shemayim Megillah, Shemayim Megillah. So the Bi'alocha over there, we said, the Bi'alocha fact asks, What do you mean minik toy? Gemara shechet it's chenoch, so it's a chiyuv. Minik toy. You're talking about a gil chenoch, so it's a chiyuv. But you're talking about lay gil chenoch, so what's the minik? And what accounts for such a minik? So clearly, the mechava, the answer is not what the Mishnah Berurah said. The Bialacha of the Lachayda Pash is based on the Mordechai and the Shita of the Bahag. The Lachayda Imam is based on this Yerushalmi here. That the Pshuv and Levi Machnish Benayu Benay Beis the Shmaya Elikrais the Megillah B'Fnei. What's the Pshat in that? He said over then from the Biskirov in Erech and Nav Gimel. The Biskirov says we're going a little bit quickly only because we spoke. The Biskirov over there explains. He says a Gevaldik Pshat. He says that the Scholot Tichiyon that Chazal Kevei Avi Noi Beis on this. It's not the pshat that it's primarily became a chiyuv on nashim to hear the Megillah. So the etzim b'yisoida, it's a halacha, it's a din in the etzim tzura of the kriya. It means that the tzura of the kriya of the anashim, the kriya of Megillah, is supposed to be bifnei those that are hayu ba'isa anes. Bifnei those that were ba'isa sati. Some of that's mikayach, that's bechlal, the halacha of pesume nisa, that's derived. Some the yisoid of that is rooted in the din of pesume nisa. It's not just you read. Who are you reading? What are you reading? You're reading to the Mephas and the Ness. Who are you being Mephas and the two? What's the Pirasim of it? You're reading to each other? So, Vice does that the Yerushalmi Bakakorim, Shuvalayim, are learning that Mamela the Tsuda of the Mikra Megillah was established, was Niskin in a way that they are those which are being Kaidah, and the Kriya is Bifnayazir, that they're being there. The Tsuda of that Kriya Samagillah is that there are those there. That have been selected by Chazal to be the hearers. There are those that the Noshim and the Panim, whether they give the Chinuch or not, it's irrelevant. Rather, they have to have some Shaykhs in the Nes. Once they have a Shaykhs to the Nes, no matter the Shaykh on them, there's Chayiv that they have some Shaykhs to the Tzura of the Kriyas HaMegillah, which, as it falls, as it relates to both Noshim and Panim, is that it's a Lishmaya Mikra Megillah. It's not the pshat that there's a Chiyuv, it's not two independent Chiyuvim, one of who has no Shaykhs to the other, there's a Chiyuv, there's a Mutal on Nashim to read, and there's a Chiyuv Mutal on the Nashim to hear, believe time. The vote is because Mikoyach, the Etzim Kriya, that's Mechayiv, that it should be hearers, that it should be a Pasume Nisa in the Shmiya of said Kriya. Is a Melech Dosam Chazal Kriveya given, that they said, Ki'ilu, this is the context in which the Kriya. The etzim, the kriya, has to take place is in the context of those which were the oisus sofik, which are there if only b'tayis observing in the sense that they're hearing that mikra megillah which are noshim achayivus. Nimeila, so noshim which are bnei chiyuva, they're mechuyavim the mitzvahs. So nimeila that became ultimately a chiyuv. It may have started out as be soida, it's a way in which the Kriyas HaMegillah should take place. But ultimately, Nashim are the ones that it was mutal upon to see to it, regarding each Nashim, each Isha, is Mechuyah, to be at a Kriyas HaMegillah, B'Toyus HaShemeh. Mashenkin Tanim, which are obviously not B'nai Chiyuva. So over there, it lies, like the Mechaba says, it's Minik Toiv La'avik Tanim of Tanis, Mishmai Mik Megillah. That means that it's our Chiyuv to bring them. The chiyuv on the anoshim is to see to it that they are tanim over there in order that it should be niskayim this chiyuv shmir. He says it's a minik toiv. Maybe it could have been more than a minik toiv. That's mishtamed the chiddush here in the mechat. Huh? Yeah, that's exactly what it says in Yerushalmi. Well, I mean, but you can't force them. You can't stop them off the street. I said they're bnei chiyuva, right? So it's their business. Chazal and Sakin is their business to see to it that they need to be by a Kriyas HaMegillah. I mean, we can't. I mean, you could say Minik Toiv L'Havik Tanim. If you could say Minik Toiv L'Havik Nashim, so it'd be a Chiyuv L'Havik Nashim. But that's not the way that it was formulated by Chazal. As regards Bnei Chiyuva, it was formulated by Chazal that it's mutal on the Karkaf, it's mutal on the Nashim, that they're Mechuyev to be there, B'Shas, in order to be L'Shmoy Mekamegillah. Without getting too caught up in the nuances of what the Bistirov is saying over there, L'chayda, this is a Gevaldik Pshat, he's saying what the Bahag is saying. Mimele, so Chayach Mishma, and Chayach also on Ketanim Darabla Yigiyah L'chayda. Now we get to Pesach, Dalet Kaisis. The Shaila is, how does all this filter down? How does this all relate to the Chiyuv of Dalet Kaisis? If we're saying that if the Bahag understands that the Pshub and Levi's din of Achim Hayu Ba'is HaNes is in essence, is not the same Chiyuv that Anoshim had, but it's some other form that relates to the chefza of the mitzvah, the way the mitzvah is supposed to be organized and carried out, that the Noshim have a role in that of the Shmoya, how does that relate, if at all, is the Bahag saying that Lagabe Dalet Kaisis also, or Lagabe Hadlokas Nedis, or is this something limited to Me'ezitam Shehu, that the Bahag is only saying Lagabe Hilchis Megill? So I found Lo Hashem in the Rav Yoh, which I thought, I mean, I know we had here in the Yeshiva, but it's locked up. the Rav Yoh says like this. I have the lashon written down over there. The Rav Yoh in Siman Tav Kuf Samach Tes. The Rav Yoh says like this. One of the Rishonim, Ubahag Godas beMishma Megillah, LaHad Aminah B'Shabbes Isha Vaday Madlekes, the only B'Shul Malay B'Noshem Chayavas B'Nachanika, the Gemara read in Shabbos. Badakti beBahag v'Lo Pirish B'Migdal. I checked in the Bahag, I wanted to see what's over there. Is this also such a lower case form of a chiyuv, such a secondary chiyuv that Noshim have, or is that the Ishim mitzvah that I Noshim have about Lo? V'lo yadaniba, Zokti Rav Yoh, v'lo yadaniba ibechadu machta ikala frushek. If the pshat, the Bahag is learning in Adlokas Neiris, is bechadu machta in the same level that he's learning Mishmah Megillah, meaning that it's a reduced, it's a secondary chiyuv that Noshim would have. We'll see exactly what that might mean. V'chein Noshim chayov is b'dalal kaisis. Iloi, v'chein Noshim chayov is b'dalal kaisis. So he has a shayla, he's not kloy, if you stop it, loif the Bahag, both in dalal kaisis and adlokis neidis, is it also such a vort, like Kaisis brings a Megillah of Mishmah, it's a Mishmah over here, which would be that there's not the Iker Chiyuv. Now, what would that mean? So the Hashulchan, without bringing the Rav Yoh, the Hashulchan here in Hilchos Megillah, in Tafresh Pei Pes Sifrei, the Hashulchan, in fact, is Mechadin, Mamish to the Sofik of the Rav Yoh, and he says, it's a Shtikul of Pshat, Venerally, the Bahag Sviyola, the Eshel Loima, the Mitam Sh'afin Hoi Ba'isan, that's the Yechiyuv Goma Ki'ish. He brings a Hefrach to it. He says, Elavada, the mitam zeh nechiyuv gam, ki ish lekriya. Eladai b'shmiya. V'gam b'chanaka, yesh loy mekein, the ein chiyuvin b'hadloka, ela b'riyas nechanaka. So, Kara HaShulchan, in Hadloka's neiris, it's also a chiyuv of riyas nechanaka. Noshim ha-mukhuy rafi noy b'yis ha-nes, but not in Hadloka's neiris, but there's a chiyuv of a raya. When a person is not lighting, there's a chiyuv of a raya. Such a type of a chiyuv, a secondary chiyuv, which would also fit into the Biskarov's understanding, that Bechlal, the Pasuk in Nisa, in the Tzuras HaMitzvah, in Hadlokis Neiris, is Bechlal that, Chazal V'Kaveya, that there should be of those official ones that are the Raya Nechanik. The Raya Nechanik are the ones that Behayu Be'isisah. The Gan Bechanik in Yeshlam, it ain't Chayuvim Badloka, Ela Be'iyas Nechanik. Elam Ken Yeshla Baal, the Madlekas Bishul HaBaal, and so on. That's what he said. So, Dalet Kaisis he doesn't bring up. Dalet Kaisis doesn't mention. But Al-Kopanim, clearly, he's mistapik, and he says, he's mitzadid very clearly, that in fact it would be a similar din lagabi adlokas neiris. If you look there in the Rav Yoh, I don't have it again, but if you look in the Rav Yoh, in the Magi on the bottom, he's also learning like this over there, and he is mitzadid something. Exactly what form it would take in terms of the Dalet Kaisis. If you look over there, he talks about it. I mean, if it would be the child, you have to drink it bifneiim, or maybe they're also mechuyev in the shtiya, but not in the same way that anoshim are mechuyev. It's just to be involved in the maimed over there in the shtiya's Dalet Kaisis, but it's not mamash achiyev shtiya. It's more again like by Mikra Megillah that it should be the pasum enisa. It should be bifnei oisam that are mechuyev. Akoponim, exactly, the Aruch HaShulchan unfortunately doesn't digress to the point to talk about the Dalet Kaisis. It talks about Hadlokas Neiris for some reason. Obviously Hadlokas Neiris is more simpler to understand. Exactly the form that it takes in Dalet Kaisis I'm not exactly sure. But the Bahag is clearly, I mean, the Rav Yo is clearly clear. He brings both. He's not Lokas Neidis. And Dalal Kaisis, Lo Yadami Yibachoda Machda. If it's all the Bahag is talking in all three of them, he would. Or the Bahag is only talking in terms of Mishmah Megillah, Chi of Kriyas Megillah. There's a separate Chi of, a reduced Chi of that Noshim had. But Einachanami, as it relates to Nechanika and Dalal Kaisis, it would be on the same level as Anoshim. Yulayez, Kabuchayra is very shver to say that it's two separate chiyuvim. I mean, as shver as it is to say the svara that the Rav Yo is contemplating over here, of a mitzvah shenim, idach gisa, it's a member of Yeshuva Levi to say that in terms of mishmet, to reduce chiyuv, as it relates to the other mitzvahs, it's also b'suminis. Certainly, I have locus neidus, and the Lashon of Gemara on Dalet Kaisis is also Lashon of Gemara later on. The Gemara talks about b'suminis. These are three mitzvahs, which are Tana Shava Shevahen. These are the only three mitzvahs that in Chazal that is mitam b'suminis. No accident. So in these mitzvahs, the Bahag is claiming that the Rav Yo is going to, did the Bahag say it or not? If he didn't, so it comes out. It's a little bit odd that Yishuv and Levi would be saying the Yishalmi over there, based on the Yishalmi, it would be a reduced chiyuv as it relates to the Dalet Kaisis and Lokas Neidis. It might be mamish the ikka chiyuv that Anoshim have. So it's Yutachin, the Loshin of the Bahag, when he talks about, when he brings the memory of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, the Dalet Kaisis, which he doesn't explain like Rabbi Yosef exactly what it is, the parameters of what the tension of chiyuv, but he brings it b'shem, I think I mentioned this time, b'shem Rabbi Yehuda HaMashmur. He doesn't bring that b'shem Yishuv ben Levi. His girsan the Gemara in Pesachim on Kufchesim days was Omer Rabbi Yehuda HaMashmur, Noshim Chayavis, Sha'afin Ho'i Baisanis. Remember that itself is mashma. Is mashma a very, very much to me, in terms of the suffix of the Rabbi Yehuda, that's Tachacholah. That the Chiyuv Ma'acholah, Ketachananda Adin, Yishuv ben Levi's din, Legavi Kriyas HaMegillah is rooted in the Yerushalmi. That's the derivation of the whole din. It says, Bar Kapar, it was Machayiv, Tishlev Noshim and Tanin. It says, if Shuv and Levi, Amit Kain, and Lamichnish, he gathered, Bnei Beisai, Lekroi Lefneim, with the Megillah. That's if Shuv and Levi, then that's the extent, that's the whole dinner of Shuv and Levi, which as the Biskrov explains, and the Rosh HaShulchan explains, that's our Locha Lekroi Lefneim. The Locha that we have, Legabei, Dalet Kaisis, the Dalet Kaisis then is B'Shem Yehuda HaMashmuel. That's a different halacha. Shuv and Levi is not Meshuvah to that. He's being, could be appointed Rabbi Yehuda HaMashmuel, maybe the Chiyuv Megillah he would also hold is an emissary of the Chiyuv Gam. I don't know. But it's a different halacha, it's an under Amma. So in terms of actually what does the Bahag in fact learn Megabe Dalet Kaisis, so we do have a shtickle in Raya, aside from the Gersayis I just mentioned. The Mechava says, and Simon Tafa and Beis and Hokus Pesach. Says in the Mechaber. Gam Anoshim Chayav is Ba'ar B'Koyses and B'chom Nitzis Hanoigis B'Oyse Lai. This is in Sif Yudal. Tafa and Beis, Sif Yudal. Noshim Achayov is Ba'ar B'Koyses and all mitzvahs Hanoig is Ba'oyse Lai. The Goyin says on this, Shteitin Goyin, U'b'chol mitzvahs Hanoig is Ba'oyse Lai. So we know Gemara and Afon Gimel and Psalchim. The Gemara says, Kol Sheyeshim B'Bal Toichel Chomets, Yeshim B'Kum Achor Matzah, which at least would account for the Chiyav that Noshim has, the Ferenish Gemara, the Mechuyiv in Matzah, Mikoya, you don't say mitzvah say, Shazman Grom and Noshim Tudois, which is a hekish to the love of Chomets. The Goyin over here ignores all that, and Goyin states on Ubechol Mitzvahs, Mehoisei Atam Shol Kaisis. But the Goyin, for the same reason that Mechuyiv in Kaisis. It's a problem. I'll flee the Goyin. Kaisis is a Jabon, and I can have Goyin say that. That's the reason. Matzah, b'chol mitzvah hanoigis b'oseh laila matzah, and certainly mar is sokish to matzah. Current that is a koshiyeshu b'al alichal b'al toichal komitz yeshu b'kumah b'al matzah. We come out to happen hoi b'oseh hanes, but that's a perish gemar. And as you're talking that the raya that the goyin, the mashmois maybe that the goyin had to what he said, is because there's in fact the suffix of Hidarach HaShulchan Klaus. The Mishnah Berurah says here, B'Feirish, on the B'chol Mitzvah Sanoigis Oysa Laila, Zot the Mishnah Berurah, V'Meila B'chol, B'chol Mitzvah Sanoigis Nashu Ma'amachu Yevin Tzipa Agab. That's the Mishnah Berurah, that's it, that's what he said. B'chol Mitzvah Sanoigis Oysa Laila, B'chol Mitzvah Sanoigis Oysa Laila, B'chol Yevin Agab, and Tzipa Yitzis Mitzray. So the HaShulchan Klaus, where's that come from? That's B'chal Kosh Yeshna Baltoich Lchomet Yeshna B'chom Achor Matz. We have Afi Noi Bois Anas. We have Kosh Yeshna Baltoich Lchomet Yeshna B'chom Achor Matz. So the Baltoich Lchomet Yeshna B'chom Achor Matz by stories that the Goyim learned, that doesn't apply by Matz. Now the Orch HaShulchan himself is mitzadid that maybe it would be B'chal. Because the halacha is that B'zman, B'shoshi, Yishmatz, Amorim, Menachem, Lefanecha. That we got it to Levincha, the Chi of CPC's Mitzrayim is B'shoshi, Yishmatz, Amorim, Menachem, Lefanecha. So could be, if it says that Noshim, Achayim, and Matzah, and the Chi of CPC's Mitzrayim is totally B'shoshi, Yishmatz, Amorim, Menachem, Lefanecha. So you see in the Torah that there's some tliya between Mitzah, CPC's Mitzrayim, that it's that B'shoshi, certainly in the time, and could be physically also, this girl claims that you need the B'shoshi Yesh Matzah Mor Menachem L'Fanecha. So if that's the case, Dr. Aruch HaShulchan, he says, that's why Noshim would be a Chuyim Sipit Yisit Zayim and Agot. But it can Zayim, that the Goyim, possibly, learned that that's not the reason. So if that's not the reason, because the Gemara doesn't say it on Agot, the Gemara says it only on Chiyim Mitzvah Matzah, so what would account for the Chol Mitzvah HaNoigis Vezalai? Why didn't the Chuyim and Agot? In the Teretz says, that there's a large, ultimately, the bottom line reason that Noshim HaMukhuyiv, even in Matzah, is because Achim HaLibay Sa'anetz. Notwithstanding, we'll see whatever drashas the Gemara makes, because she has to become the Hekish, but ultimately, it's Mechayiv, even in Mitzvah's Deiraisa. Not a Svara only that relates to Chiyuvei Derabbanon, Ezor, Hadlokas Neiris, Dalet Kaisis, and Mikra Megillah. It's a Svara, the Shteit B'Farish, it's a Svara Loilam that you could say also in Chiyuvei Deiraisa. And that's mevuah. That's b'chlau. What the mechaber says b'chol mitzvah. I know it goes by zelada because tzibis in time is a mitzvah dayanis. So where does that come from? So either you could say like the Aruch HaShulchan that it comes from the shoshi yishmatz and mar menachem lefanecha. If you're not prepared to learn that, which is l'chodesh nikol achidish, to say on your own, is made the goyin understood that me'oisei tam shel tarkaisis b'chlau b'chol mitzvah. I know it goes ultimately. Fundamentally, really, if everything is said and done, Noshim HaMukhuyiv and B'chol Mitzvah HaLayla, be they Drabonins, or certainly Kal Kolshkei, Dari Isis, ultimately because Noshim were of Isis Sofin, Afin Hai Ba'isanis.
Why doesn't Shoshim
HaMukhuyiv and B'chol Mitzvah HaLayla
physically link the Mitzvah
Gadot
to the Mitzvah
Ma'ach? It could be, it does. I mean, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. I mean, but it doesn't mean that the one who's Mukhuyiv, if you would be Mukhuyiv, in the Mitzvah Tzayim, it links it, you need the Shah, you need the Matzah. That way it would work, that's partial. But that it works the other way. That you're saying that once you're Mechuyiv, somebody's Mechuyiv in the Matzah, Memele, you're Mechuyiv in that which you're supposed to say upon the Matzah. That's a little bit different. That's Kili, you're making already a drasha. I mean, you're saying that's not necessarily, the other way would certainly is the Hasvar. That's what it says here in the going. But what's the pshat in this going? So we mentioned last time, he's clearly going, according to the sheet of Tosis, the teretz of Tosis and Megillat Abdallah, the Tosis over there in fact asks, why do you need the hekish of Kol Sheyeshno to be Mechayiv Noshim and Matzah? Why don't you say, Achin Hoi Ba'isan Nes, should be Mechayiv Noshim and Matzah? Part of Tosis Kashin. So Tosis over there, either in the first teretz, says it only helps to be Mechayiv in their opponents. It can't be a swallow to be Mechayiv you. Time we discussed then why in the two terutzim, but this is clear. Tosis and the Kasha assumed that it would work even on Deiraisis. Tosis first Deiraisis says it will not be mechayiv noshim in a chi of Deiraisis. It's a svara meiz tam shehu that could only affect the chi of Derabanan. Then Tosis says inami yeshloim, no, loyalama would really work in the Deiraisis also. Now the reason why you need the hekesh is because without the hekesh, I would be. Sayyidik Zayah Shavit Hezvav, then Noshim HaPach from Sukkah. So in order to neutralize the limud that Sukkah suggests, Hezvav would suggest to me that Noshim, despite notwithstanding Afin Hayu Ba'is HaNes, of the lemaisa, what's with the gzera shava, they should be potter from matzah, they're like the potter from sotah. So for that, I need the hekesh to overcome the gzera shava, to neutralize the gzera shava. But after everything, hachakolam, after everything is said and done, the bottom line is why yichayet? Yichayet b'sachin ha'yibayisanetz, like this is assumed in this question. That's what the going is saying. As I line to the going, this is what he's going to make. Now why yichayet b'chol mitzvah z'amur is ba'yisar laila? Because ma'yisar tam, that yimuchayiv in dalet kaisis. Aye, that's only in Darabonis, no, it's not in Darabonis. Aye, the Gemara says it's a Hekesh, the Gemara says it's a Hekesh land crisis, only in order to avoid saying the Gzera Shav, in order, Hamash Malon, don't say the Gzera Shav, and it's a Tati from the Matzah. Hamash Malon, but what's the reason? The reason is a Koshke. If Avin Ay was as far as Mechayev in a Darabonis, it could certainly be Mechayev me in a Dairais. Again, we spoke what would be the Hezbollah that we spoke last. The Bahag is Mashmal. The reading of the Bahad and Lotus Kaisa, the Rabbi Yosef says, but Dakti by Lokus Nevis, and he didn't see anything of it. In Hilchus Kaisa, the Bahad says, also, the Bahad is also locked up. The Bahad's Lashon is like this: when Noshim Avogav, the Kombis is Asesh, as Mangram and Noshim Petudos. In your Pesach, mechayvin b'chol mili kegvari, then mechayvin in all things like men, levuye chamira u'meichel petira, in the love of avreichel chometz, in the mitzvah of eating matzah, u'mishti ani dalet kasi d'chamra, the Omer Rebbe Yehuda Amar Shmuel, as I mentioned before, his girsa, the Omer Rebbe Yehuda Amar Shmuel, noshim chayavis v'dalet kaisis, sh'afin ha'yik ba'is ha'anetz. So the Bahag over here, b'chol, doesn't bring over here the hekesh of kol sheyesh v'bal toichel chametz. He said that mechuyev in chametz and in matzah and in dalet kaisis. And the reason is because avin hayu ba'is ha'nes. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, avin hayu ba'is ha'nes. The mashmoyis haloshen, certainly at least in light of what we already see in the Goyin, is mevuah like this, and in the kaisis and Megillah, is very yitachim that he's not bringing the hekesh, which he would normally, otherwise, you would think he would bring. Because avin hayu ba'is ha'nes ultimately is the reason that you mechuyev in matzah as well. You need the hekesh in order to take care of whatever the potential gzera shava, which would have happened nash. Of a bottom line state in the Bahag that the chi of nashim in kol mitzvahs halayla, like the Mechab is saying, is because avin hayu ba'is ha'nes. There's one reason for all of them. And if we say like that, that's in fact what the Bahag and the mashmoyis of the lashon. If that's what the Bahag is saying, so then shteitoch da klok, I mean, regarding the suffix of the Rav Yoh, that the Bahag is only saying it Lagabe Mikra Megillah. Whatever Vart was saying to explain the Bahag Shita, Lagabe Mishma Megillah, that the Chi of Noshim is Cholok, it's different. The Yisoida, it's Cholok Lagamri, the Chi of Noshim, which is the way the Biskrav is explaining that it should be Bifnei Noshim. And Doimit to the Chi of Aftani is Cholok Lagamri from what the Bahag seems to be learning Lagabe Pesach. Because in Pesach, the Bahag is saying that the Avin Hoy Bais Hanes would account would be Mechayiv Noshim even in Mitzvah's Matz, and Bechol Mitzvah's Hamur is Bais Elay. When I talk to Bahag, they'll talk to Mechab, Al Kapon, the way the girl is learning, it's certainly Mocha. Because he's saying that would be Mechayiv Noshim in Matz. He's saying the same Chiyiv that Noshim had. There's no other way. Besides, the whole Svara the Biskir of saying is all obviously, clearly, only in Jarabonos. So Jarabonos, when the Sak in the Mitzvah, it should be Bifnei Noshim. That's the Tzura of the Mitzvah. In Dereises, if you're telling me that Afin Hoy Baris HaNes is the Sibba, is ultimately the reason, that's the Hezba, for why Noshim HaMachuyev in Matzah, so clearly that's not some sort of reduced Chiyuv in Svara, that the Tzura of the Mitzvah is, and the Melan Dalut Kaisis, it's going to be, you drink Bifneim, that's all fine and good in Dalut Kaisis, you can tell me any svara you want, like the Aruch HaShulchan, some sort of reduced chiyuv in a drabonan dika, in a drabonan dika takona, it's possible to say such a thing. If you're already saying, like Tosafos second Teretz in Megillah, that ultimately the Avin Hoy Ba'is HaNes accounts for the chiyuv noshim, that's b'chlal the hekesh, which means that we're saying that the mechuyuv like makan noshim in Mrs. Matz, the same chiyuv. And you're telling me, first of all, you're saying it works even in Dairaisis. And the whole nature of what the word that the Biskrov is explaining, Mishma, Mikra, is out clearly, it's Pashut. That's only in terms of Jarbonin's child to say such a thing. You're saying that it accounts for Chiyuve Dairaisa of Matzah, and we're saying CPT is Mitzrayim is Mashma in the Mishma Brura, the way he's understanding here in the guy. So Lechayre, it's clear in the Bahag that as it relates that whatever Svari was saying is Taka like the Girsu, the Mashmois of the Bahag himself, that the scholars they did Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi and Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel. Shmuel ben Levi's din is based on par kaparis memory in the Yerushalmi. That's the chiyuv to line it b'fnei the nashim and the ketanim, and that's why over there we tackle fine that ketanim shaloi yigiyah l'chinuch are also mechut. The way we're understanding the Bahag legabe dalit kaisis, it should come out. Assuming that we're correct, at least in the way we're understanding the Mechaber, the Kefi, the Goyin, if that's what the Bahag is saying as well, which is Mashma, then it should come out that the Chi of Noshim is Avad, is an Ika Adin, it's a Chi of Me'ika Adin, like an Noshim, and the same thing is true by Agad, then what should come out? That Legabe, Ketanim, you wouldn't have the same Ketanim, the Chi of Anshalay Gilachim. It should come out, Allah Elamaisa, then, that there is no Chi of on Ketanim, Shalay Gilachinach, in Dalit Kais. And that's in fact the Mechaber, as they pass in the Mechaber. Mechaber, the Shittasai, the way we're understanding the Mechaber Taka says in the din right afterwards in Sif Tezvav, Tinaikisha, Gil Lechinuch, Mitzel, Liten, Lecholach, Lechais, and Lechonach. Here the Mechaber doesn't say Minik Taiv, Liten, Kais, Lechol, Lechtanim, Lechtanis, like he says by Mikra Megill. That's the Merrick Shubin Light. As it relates, the Shumalevi's Afinoi Bois Hanes, the Svar of Afinoi as it relates to Hilchas Pesach, is a lot more than that, as evidenced by the fact that ultimately it's the Mechayev, even in Matzah and Sipitias Mitzrayim, which means it's the Nikadin. If it's the Nikadin, of course it doesn't pass. Tanu Shalei Gilas, there's nothing to discuss. I think this is Mevuah, and I'm Achlek as we're showing him here in the Gemara and Sach. The Gemara in Chesem and Beis, it says like this in the Gemara. The Gemara we read brings the memory of Shuv and Levi, or Behuda on the Shemot, Sha'af and Hayabai Sanas. Then the Gemara discusses, the Gemara continues like this. It brings a Braisa, a Machloik is Tanakhama, and Rabbi Huda. Toner Abbona, the bottom of Chesem and Beis. Hakon Chayav Ma'ar Bekaisis Halalu, Echad Anoshim, Ve'echad Noshim, Ve'echad Tinoikis. Noshim, Anoshim, and Tinoikis. Amr Rabbi Huda. V'chimat ha'yelos yesh l'tinoikis b'yayin. Vos ha'yelos, vos ha'shaytis do they have to yayin, to dalet kaisis. El mechalkalem kloyis v'agoyzim b'ar pesach tesh l'yishnu v'yishav. That's the Rabbi Yehuda sheet. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't give them yayin. You give them kloyis v'agoyzim b'ar pesach in order they should stay up, tesh l'yishnu v'yishav. So the Ran learns like this. The Ran, he and Harib Sochim, and the Ben David, in our Tzachim, both of these Rishonim learn the Gemara Kipshuta as follows. That's the Machloek is in Tanakhama. Tanakhama is saying, Hakol Chayavim Anoshim Anoshim and Tinoikis. What Tinoikis are we talking about? Are we talking about Tinoikis Shegil Lachinu? Are we talking about Tinoikis Shelo Yigil Lachinu? So the Ran learns are talking about Tinoikis Shegil Lachinu. Talking about Tinoikis Shegil Lachinu. Like it's Mashmi Basim like Tanakhama. That's the Pesach of the Mechaber. It's a Noigah Shegil Lachinuch. That's the Mechaber is understanding this Gemara. We pass it like Tanakhs. Mele Rabbi Yehuda is questioning if it's a Noigah Shegil Lachinuch. So what are you asking? If it's not Tayel, it's actually Tanakhs B'yayin. So the Ran explains. I mean, that it's not Shai Lachinuch in this. In this regard, like the Mishnah says in Sukkah, Chinuch is all relative to whatever Shaykhs the cotton has to that specific, to that form that the mitzvah takes. Right? When the Shaykh Lishma Gufa is in the Mechu even Tefillin, and so on and so forth. A tinnik that's not shayach, even these agil, they could be their agil, even assuming they're agil lechinuch over here. It's a little bit different this far. It's not that they're not shayach to the chinuch. Batsim, they're shayach over here to the understanding of Yetzias Mitzrayim and everything else. Of a zokt Rabbi Yehuda, of every tinnik, bar none, even if he's 12 and a half years old, it sounds like he's saying. Even if he would be otherwise a agil lechinuch, of a matayel, essentially, to make his biyayin. There's no derech eres in that. When a tinnit drinks wine, it's not nishkin derech eres. The mele, the mufke b'chlal, even the toyer eschinoch, the mufke legam, even a gil, a 12 and a half year old kid, is not shayach, meika adin hakopon, is not shayach to the ganze halacha of chinoch as it relates to yayin, because yayin is derech eres, and matayel is the eshit noik is piyah. Hazin lantan ram the gemar. The Rashbam over here, the Gemara learns a different chapter. The Rashbam learns v'echol atinokis zokti Rashbam shegam heim nigalu. Think about that for a second. Shegam heim nigalu. V'chash to kapel. Shegam heim nigalu. If it's chenoch, in the Tanakhama he says, you mechoyev because they were nigal. because they're a negel. Because when they get older, they'll be a chayiv. So you're giving them now because it's a chayiv chenuch, like every other chayiv. But there's an achin hori ba'is ha'nes over here. Done it. As you said, so there's an achin hori ba'is ha'nes, they're a chayiv because they're a negel. So if you're talking about a chayiv as it relates to k'tanim shegiyu l'chinuch l'chayiv, it says there's no makom b'chayiv. You don't need that. It's not necessary. It's completely unnecessary. Elamai, on Noshim, it's necessary, because if not for the fact that Noshim are afein hayu, they would in fact not be mechuyev. On Ketanim, at least boys, Ketanim boys, not Ketanis, on Ketanim, it's unnecessary. And in fact, the Rashbam goes on and explains, what's Rabbi Yehuda's kasha? V'chi ma tayelas yesh l'tinoikis, haleptura min ha-mitzis. Haleptura min ha-mitzis. The way the Ran is learning, again, right, it doesn't make any sense. And of course, that part of the mitzis, but they're mechuyev in chinuch. Now, the Kam is not saying that they're mechuyev because they're mechuyev. The Kam is saying they're mechuyev because it's a mitzvah chinuch. They're mechuyev. So the Ran, l'shitas, the Ran learned, matayelas means even b'toyas chinuch, they can't be a chiyuv because they're not shayach to the darachayus of Yah. But the way the Rashbam is learning, kum tochayit, that the Gemara is a ganz anandim Gemara. The Gemara is going like this. We're talking, Lord, about tanim shaloi gil chinuch, clearly. We're talking about Tanim like Bershua ben Levi talks about Tanim in the Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi over there, that Nichnish b'noiv lebeisei, in order to be carried the Megill lefneiem, like the Mechaba says, Toiv minik toiv lehavik Tanim uktanis to make the Megill. That applies equally the way the Rashbam is learning. That in fact exists, as a chiyuv, such a chiyuv exists in Dalal places as well. Of them, Shrekta Yehuda, and we don't have to come. That is, he's not there. Cheres. Matayel Yesh Tinoikis B'Yayin. Not so mashm in the Gemara. It's better than mashmoy the Gemara the way the Ran is learning. But Matayel Yesh Tinoikis B'Yayin is just another way of saying Zot the Rashbam. Haloi Pturim and Amitzis. Why are they drinking? The Pachta from Mitzis. I Chinuch, and that's all about Chinuch. Chinuch, he would. Chinuch, the Tachimu Chayyib. The way the Rashbam is learning, Tinoikis Egeel Chinuch. Takam Chayyib. He's not debate. The Yehuda doesn't say that they're not Mukhayyib, and that's not the Chiddush of Tanakam. That's Pash. That's pasha that tinoge shegiu l'chinuch achay. I that don't enjoy the wine, it's not that achay. It's not a get it. That's far is not in the Gemara. The machloik is in the Gemara, Tanakam behold, even Tan Shalei gei l'chinuch achay. Why? Because afheim hayu bais is sofik, mamish the lashon of the Yerushalmi over there. The way the Biskrov is learning, that the pshat is because there's a chiyuv over here for their involvement. The tzur of the mitzvah is mechayiv, their involvement, because it's a mitzvah from Pasum and Nisa, which requires anybody, shayu bais is sofik, to be involved in the mitzvah. Obviously, that's not going to be the chiyuv upon the ketanim themselves, and not b'nei chiyuv. So whatever it's going to be, it will be on the fathers, it will be on the mothers, however it's going to ultimately evolve, how it's going to shtel tzuchayis l'maisa the chiyuv. But the chiyuv is, ahir on ketanim shlo yigil l'chinuch. Then, Frekter Yehuda, matayel zeish t'noikis b'yayim. Frekter Yehuda, how could that be? They're not b'nei chiyuv. How could it be? How could it be such a thing? What's the answer? The answer is, this that the Biskrav is saying, this that we find, the Bahag is learning, Legave, the Chiv, Noshim, and as it applies equally, we see in the Yerushalmi, Tiktanim, and Mishma, Megillah, that is another Tzura, that the Tzura of the mitzvah takes a form, not only of the Shtiyah of Bnei Chiyuva, but it's Memeila, it's Mechayiv, that is a Shtiyah, Bifnei, that the Chiyuv of the Bnei Chiyuva should be Bifnei, a Shtiyah, from Aleph, Ozen, Given, Ba'is, and Nes. Zot the Rashbam, Ch'ach Heim Nigal, the Gam Heim Nigal, who is a Sfarah, that's Mechayiv, even the Tinoikis, Shaloi Yigiyah L'chinuch, Shvei Klop. The way the Rashbam is learned, the Meila comes out like this, to finish in another minute. The Meila, so come to Chais Azot. The Rashashi is a Kasha, and the Gemara, the Rashashi is, that L'chayra, why did the Gemara bring a Raya from this Braisa to Reb Shulchan Leib? Shulchan Leib, he said, Noshe. Hayavis bedalat kaisis, halogu shafin hoi bois hanes. This Braisa says, hakoi chayam ba'ava kaisis, echad an noshim, v'echad noshim, v'echad tinaikis. It's like there's an interruption here about an Amud Gemara, about no shaykhis, the noshim in between. It's all the Gemara bring, and the Gemara should say, afan an amitanina, right, that's how you state na Braisa, says, befeirish in the Braisa, noshim ha'ayav ba'ava kaisis. That's mashik, shum and levi's dead. What's come to shum and levi's ogen? In addition, it's also shvel here noch a kash, a very stark a kash. On the Gemara of Achin Oy Bois Hanes, the Rashbam learns the Amma Masech Besoite, the Schar Noshim Tzidkan Yishai Bois Hado Nigal. That it was in the Schar of the Noshim that the Gula took place. And Mikra Megillah, he says, because it was Ayde Esther, and Chanukah is also Devorah, and so that's Rashbam Shita. And Tosfos always brings this all over. Tosfos argues and says that Afni Noyu is not so mashma. Af is not mashma there with the Ikkah. Afni Noyu is mashma that they had a chaluk in the nest. My Tosfos, that the Gzeira of the Shmad with the Safik Hariga, it was on all that. Afni Noyu Ba'is is Safik, like the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, that's the way Tosfos finds. But this Shita is always brought as the Shita of the Rashbam, which is a Rashbam here in Psoch. This is the Bar Plukta on Tosfos, the one who says Afin Ayu doesn't mean Afin Ayu. It means it was the Ikkah Nes, that's the Rashbam Shit. And we have a Gemara on the bottom of the Amen. Echad Anoshim Echad Anoshim Echad Tinoikis Tem Echoyim. So the Rashbam Shigam Heim Nigal. Gam Heim Nigal. And the Rashbam the Shittos is Shtemnish. The Rashbam, the way he learns, he should be the last person to be. He's got to learn like the Ran over here. He should be learning like the Ran. They were talking about Tinoikis Shigil Lechenuch Etzim Mitzis Chenuch. You can't say Afin Ayu Ba'is HaNes on Kitanim. What was their central contribution to the Nes, b'schus the Ketanim when they
galu? Because late to Rashbam they have to be they need to be the.
That's the whole Shita. As they learn Tosis, that's what he's saying. By Esther and Devorah and Mischan Noshim Tiftonis, and when it comes over here to Ketanim. So Afim Nigalu. So why wasn't that enough by Noshim? In the Torah it says Kushi Achav Tiratis Mechavita. That says because Kom to Chayyim the way the Rashbam is learning this taka two chiyuvim of Afin Oy Bois Hanes in Pesach Guf. Not like the Vayilu was saying the whole time in the Bahag that the Bahag learned that there's one din of Yudam Shmuel which relates to Dalu Kaisis. That's an Ikah Adin, and then there's a Shuv and Levi's din, which is the way the Biskrav explained that should be Bishneiim. That's the Gabay Mikra Megillah. In the Rashbam is Mavua that in Dalu Kaisis Guf light in Pesach Guf you have both chiyuvim. And the Meilu, we're learning like this, that as it relates to Noshim, whereby Noshim it's an Ikah Achiyu, where Shuv and Levi's then, which is an Ikah Achiyu. And you say that the Mechayiv and Dalut Kais is not in some supporting role over here, that it should be Bifneim, the way the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, the Rav Yosef. No. It's an Ikah Achiyu, the way the Bahag and the Mechab, it's Mechayiv, because it applies even in the Reises. For that it's not maspik to say, Afayim, Mechayiv, Ba'is, Sofik, Afayim, Nigalu. Avdem led to Rashbam for an Ikka Chayiv, you need an Ikka Nes. For the Ikka Chayiv, you need the Ikka role in the Nes. Avdem zok to Rashbam, Sha'afin Hayu Ba'is HaNes means Vizchanosh Mitzikon is Nigal. When the Gemara says in the Tanakam, that Hakol Chayovim Echol HaNoshim Ve'echol Noshim Ve'echol Tinoikis, over there the Tinoikis, which we're saying is Afin Nigal, that's because it's not enough. It's not enough to Mechayiv Yume'ika HaDin in Ashtiyas Dalet Kaisis in the Etzim Takon HaDerabonah, which Agav, the way the Rambam is mashma, is actually a kiyum of a Dairaisa. It's the Chazawar Kaveya, the Rambam is mashma that is a chi of Dairaisa. That you have to be Mitznaish, Ba'usay Laila, Vizacharta, Kieva, Dayusa, Vimitzrayim. The Rambam learned that the kiyum of that chi of Dairaisa is Bashtiya Dalakais and Essay. The scroll is Medaic like this, and Seif on the Lamb. It's a chi of Dairaisa. It's just, how do you Makai when he was a Chati Kevin? He said, how do I do that? So what practically, what am I supposed to be doing? So Avdem Chazal or Keveya, that the Oifen of that Kiyim, Dairaisa, it takes the form of a Seba and Dalit Kaisis. That is only by Noshim, because Bechsa Noshim Tzidkani Shabaisa don't niggle that. Because in fact, it comes out that everything is a Chiv Dairaisa. Even the Dalit Kaisis can't sign as the Chiv Dairaisa. It's not just the Matzah and the Haggadah is a Chiv Dairaisa. It could be the Kaisis Gufa is a key of Mrs. Dairaisa. If Avin Hay Baisa Ness would only be a Psadrabban and Tikazach, it could be, wouldn't even apply in the Dalit Kaisis. About Kofan, and the bottom line is that Noshim are being Mechuyiv over here, the Chazir Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel, according to the Gersh of the Bahag, is being Mechayiv them in Ikka Hadin. As an Ikka Hadin, then it has to be that they Mechuyiv only Bishchan Noshim Tzidkanius, or Nikr Megillah, assuming it's an Ikka Hadin, then the Rashbam would come up not like the Bahag over there. If it is an Ikka Hadin, it's because Bishchayas, Bishchus Est, came about through Est. As it relates to Ketanim, Tanim is Afem Nigalu. Afem Nigalu is the Pshaz you want them to be. It should be as Ashtiyah, Bifneim. They should be also Nichl here in a supporting role in the Chiyav of Dalit Shtiyah, Dalit Kaisis. Those are the Rashbam. For that it's Maspik. Afem, are you boys is Sophic? Then Afem Nigalu. Memela the Rashash is Kasim Miyoshim. We can't bring a Raya to Rishuv Malay from this Braisa. Because Mitzad, this Braisa, how do you know that Noshim are not the same as Tanim in this Braisa? In this brayse, it says tanim also are mechuyev. Echad anoshim ve'echad anoshim ve'echad tanim. So anoshim we know is an ekad din. That's poshut. But ektanim, the way we're learning, is afim nigalu, more than a secondary reduced role it can't be. Those are the two extremes. The shadows, where does Nashim fall in over it? Is Nashim b'chlal, are they doing the ta'am Nashim? Like if Shuvah Levi was talking in fact saying, or maybe they're doing the tiktanim afim nigalu. If Rabbi Shuvah ben Levi is coming along and saying a separate din that I'm Rabbi Shuvah ben Levi, that the Mechuyim Nashim HaMechuyim doesn't say Tanim HaMechuyim Dal Kaisis. Why? Because Behechach he's being Medzamen Nashim over here to our Nashim, that is an Ikka Achiv. Does learn the Rajbam. That Ikka Achiv is because B'schah Nashim Tzitkani is Shabbai Sadon.